Okay. All right. Well, God bless everyone that is on this morning. We're praying that He bless you all and answer your prayers this morning. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and present our first prayer lead this morning. Sister Alicia, when you're ready, you can begin.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sister Alicia. My verse for today is John 10, chapter 10, and that's going to be coming from the King James Version Bible. And it says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We come before you today with hearts open and expectant, standing on the truth of your word. Lord, we just thank you. You're the giver of life, life in abundance, life overflowing, life filled with your goodness, mercy, and power. You have declared in your word that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Lord, you come to give us life. Today we claim and we walk in that life, Lord, and we thank you for that. Lord, we understand that sometimes the enemy has tried to rob us of our joy, of our peace, of our faith, of our health, and our finances, and our relationships. But Lord, we understand that we reject every attack of the enemy. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment we condemn in your name. We thank you that you've already defeated the enemy. The thief has no place in our lives, no claim over our destiny, no authority in our homes, no power over our bodies, and no stronghold in our minds. We declare that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We step into the fullness of what you have for us, Father God. We will not live beneath our privilege. We will not settle for less than what you've promised. Lord, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, and we thank you because we're not lacking in anything. Lord, we know that you are a healer. So we declare that sickness has no place in our bodies. Lord, we reject anxiety. We reject fear. We reject distress. Lord, we thank you for your supernatural strength and providing us with unshakable faith. Lord, we ask that you just allow our life to have overflow in every area. We speak it in our relationships. We speak it in our families. We speak it in our friendships. We speak it in our communities, Lord, and we speak it in our homes, Father God. Lord, we pray for the married couples today that their marriages be so strong and their children be so blessed and that the home is a place of peace and safety. Lord, we thank you for breaking generational curses, Lord. We thank you for helping us walk in generational blessings, Father. Blessings of favor, blessings of prosperity, Lord, and blessings of spiritual growth. We thank you for that. We thank you in advance for that, Father God. We thank you for calling us to walk in our purpose, Father God. We thank you for not allowing us to live small, Father God. We refuse to shrink, Father God. We will not be held hostage by fear or doubt, Father God. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to step boldly into the assignments that you've given us, Father God. We know that we are equipped, we're anointed, Father God, and we're prepared for battle. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that are being released in our lives, Father God. We thank you for the divine connections that are being established, Father God. We know that you've ordered our steps, Father God, and we will walk in obedience and confidence, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. We ask that you provide us with overflow in our spiritual walk, Father God. More of you and less of us, Father God. We thirst to be righteousness, Father God. We know that you filled us with the Holy Spirit, Father God. Revive us, Father God. Help us renew our strength, Father God. Let our prayers be powerful, Father God, and let our worship be pure. Lord, thank you for allowing our faith to be unshakable, Father God. We want our lives to be a testimony, Father God, of your goodness, a reflection of your love, and demonstration of your power, Father God. We understand, God, that there may be times that we may be weak or sometimes that we doubt you, Father God. We understand that you didn't give us that spirit, Father God. It's just us being in our worldly ways, Father God. And we ask that you just help us with that, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, Father God. We thank you for those that are on this prayer line, Father God, looking for a word, Father God. We ask that you provide them with the word that they're looking for, Father God. We thank you for this ministry, Father God. We thank you for the mothers of this house, Father God. We thank you for blessing them in this season, Father God. We thank you for every mother, Father God. Again, we thank you that you will continue to strengthen them, Father God, that you will continue to allow them to have strength, Father God, to know that we're praying on their behalf, Father God, and we're thanking them for praying on our behalf, Father God, when we didn't even know that they called out our names, Father God, that you just placed our name on their heart, Father God, and they just began to pray and intercede on our behalf, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the prayer leads on this line, Father God, that you continue to bless them and strengthen them and find and provide them with the words of wisdom and the correct prayer, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the man and woman of this house, Father God, that continue to pour into us day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, Father God. We thank you for keeping them strong in their faith, Father God. We thank you for continuing to bless them, Father God. We thank you for their health, Father God. We thank you for everyone who is connected to this ministry, Father God, whether it be that they come on this prayer line and pray, Father God, that they come in, they worship with us, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for the connections that this ministry have allowed us to have, Father God. Lord, we thank you for every victory that you've provided for us, Father God. We thank you that we're more than conquerors, Father God. We're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Father God. We will not be weary in our well-doing, Father God. Let me say that again. We will not be weary in our well-doing, Father God. We will not be moved by what we see, Father God. We walk in faith, Father God, not by sight. We trust you. We understand that you're working things for our good, Father God, and we thank you for that, Father God. We're praying for those that feel weary today, Father God, those that woke up with defeat in their spirit, Father God, those that feel like life is not where they should be, Father God. We're interceding on their behalf right now, right at this moment, Father God. Provide them with strength. Lift every burden, Father God. We ask that you break every chain. Restore every broken place, Father God. Let them experience the fullness of your love, Father God, the power of your presence, the reassurance that you're with them, Father God. Let their hope rise up, Father God. Let their faith be reignited, Father God. Let their joy return, Father God. Let peace fill their hearts, Father God. Let them know that they're not forgotten, Father God, that you see them, that you hear them, and that you haven't abandoned them. And that's why they're on this line today, Father God, to let them know that you still love them. You're still fighting the battle for them, Father God. It may look like you're not, Father God, but you're working in the background. And we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for allowing today to be a turning point, Father God. We step out of lack and into abundance, Father God, and we thank you for that. We're leaving fear and jumping into faith, Father God. We ask that you turn our confusion into clarity, Father God. We're asking that you move that spirit of depression and turn it into joy, Father God. We're stepping out of bondage into freedom, Father God. We're leaving our past and preparing for our future. Father God, we're leaving survival mode, and we're thanking you for the abundant life, Father God. We believe it, we receive it, and we're going to walk in it, Father God. We thank you for everything in our life that overflows, Father God. We thank you for making a way when there was no way, Father God. We thank you for being our strength, our source, and our sustainer, Father God. We thank you for fighting battles on our behalf that we didn't even know about, Father God. We declare victory, Father God, and we thank you for all that you've done, Father God, for us, Father God. We're praying for our children, Father God, on this day, that you just continue to protect them and have a hedge of protection around them, Father God. We're praying for those who don't have a place to live, Father God. We're praying for our homeless people on today, Father God, that you would just keep them safe, Father God, in this season. We don't know why they're out there, Father God. They may not have a choice, but we're praying on their behalf, Father God, that someone's providing them with shelter, Father God, even if it's just for one night, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We ask that you pierce somebody's heart, Father God, and just make them overstretch, Father God, and take that reach and take that leap that they've been wanting to take, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We're praying for our entrepreneurs, Father God, that they may be in a season where they feel like giving up, Father God. We're here today to let you know that this today is your turning point, Father God, and we thank you for that. Just when you were on the brink of giving up, God, giving up on God and giving up on your entrepreneurship, Father God, turned it around for you. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We're praying for those in this season that have lost their jobs, Father God, that you bless them with a new job, Father God. We thank you for those that are walking into their season with their new jobs, Father God, that they have been praying and they have been without work, and today is their first day on the job, Father God. We thank you for that. We know that you are our provider. We know that you don't allow us to have any lack, and we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for those that didn't know where their next meal was coming from, God, but you provided provision. We thank you for provision, Father God. We thank you for those, Father God, that are struggling with their mental health today, Father God. We're just praying, Father God, that someone reaches out to them and provides them with the help and the resources that they need, Father God, that they just turn around and let their families know, this is the day that I'm going to go ahead and walk into that rehab and get the help that I need, Father God. We thank you for restoration, Father God. We thank you for restoring those broken relationships, Father God. We thank you for bringing the family back together, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for healing, Father God. Again, we thank you for breaking generational curses. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. I'm now going to turn it back over to our host.
Amen, Sister Alicia. You prayed that prayer. God is so good. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I felt that. My God. God is good, y'all, and he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give him praise this morning, thanking him for everything that he's done for us. Can y'all hear me? Because I don't know what just happened. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. He's worthy of all things to be praised, and we give him thanks today. We just want to say this morning that, yeah, it's cold outside. Here in Cleveland, it is cold. Temperature is really low. Good thing Bishop don't have to come this week, but even next week going to be even colder. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But we thank God because he supplies our needs. He's keeping a roof over our head and clothes on us and shoes on our feet and keeping us with transportation. Thank you, Lord. Think about all of them that's out there that homeless and struggling and, you know, people barely making it because everything is going skyrocket, the price of everything. But we want to just remember to encourage still that God sits on the throne and he supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. You know, so if there's anything you feel, you know, that you need help with, you long as you're trying, you reach out to God. God will make a way. He will do the impossible. I thank you all for tuning in this morning, for each and every one that have came in and stayed throughout this prayer. We love you. We praise God for you. And we hope that this prayer bless you already. We pray that it did what it needed to do in your spirit this morning. We know that we have a couple of more coming on. So if you can hold on just a little while longer and get to help support the next couple of people, or at least the next one, whatever you can do, just put it on, keep it on mute while you work, do whatever you can, but give God glory silently if you have to. And let's be a part of this prayer, not just listening in, but being a part of it. And remember that we are discipled through daily ministry. And as mature believers, we minister from our location. We give God glory today. Okay, now I am going to turn it over to our next prayer lead, which is Sister Mildred. When you're ready, Sister Mildred, you may go ahead.
Amen. Mildred Lanier, Acts 20, chapter 20, verse 35. I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Father, we thank you for your word on this morning, oh God. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we lift you up, God. We honor you, we adore you, Father. We give you praise on this morning. Yes, Father, it is more blessed to give than to receive. We thank you for your word again, Father. Father, help us to be generous and to give to those that are in need, Father. Father, we pray this morning, and we thank you for your word. Father, you have created all things. You've created the earth, and you replenished the earth. We glorify you on this morning, and we humble ourselves before you this morning. Father, we embrace the joy of giving this morning. We embrace your love this morning, and we embrace the weak on this morning, Father. Father, we embrace them, Father. Father, there is a blessing that flows from our heart when we are generous and giving, Father. Our heart becomes generous, Father. Father, give us the strength and the compassion to serve others with love and kindness. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Father, we love you. Father, we love you this morning. Father, we love you that giving is just a blessing in itself, Father. If we give our time, our energy, our resources, our health, our words to others, Father. Father, teach us to give and not to count the cost, Father. Father, help us to reflect your love in giving. Help us to reflect on those that are weak in their spirit, in their emotions, in their physical state, in their mental state, Father. Help us to minister to those that are weak, Father. Teach us how to encourage and strengthen them in their time of need. Father, allow us to be blessed, Father. Father, teach us how to strengthen them, Father. Teach us how to strengthen them and minister to them in your word, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to strengthen us, God, as we strengthen those that are weak. Some of us need to be taught how to strengthen those in the time of their weakness, God. Strengthen them in your truth, God. Strengthen them in your word, God. Strengthen them how you strengthen, Father. Strengthen them how you strengthen us, oh God. Father, when we give to those in need, we spread your love, we spread your kindness, and we spread your hope. Father, giving is a worship. Giving is a worship of your praise, Father. And you are pleased, Father, with the way we strengthen those who are weak, as you strengthen us in our times of weakness, Father. Father, let us not be givers that want expectation or want a reward, Father, but let us be givers with a pure heart, givers that give as you've given us, Father. Let us trust in your promise as our reward. Father, blessed are they that give. Blessed are they that give to the needy. Blessed are they that give to those that are in need. Father, it is giving that liberates our soul. Father, when we give, we share your love and your peace. Father, let us not grow weary in our well-doing, Father. Father, teach us how to give to those that are in need. Teach us how to pour into those that are in need of hope, that are in need of faith, that are in need of your word, Father. Father, better it is to give than to receive. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Father, in our weakness is a gift that you've given us to reveal your power and your perfection, Father. Your grace is sufficient. In your presence, we will find your power. Father, in your presence, we will find your rest. Father, we rest in your strength even on this morning. Father, you have given us salvation. You have forgiven us. You have given us your Holy Spirit, Father. Father, you died for us, God, so that we can live. We are forgiven through your faith in you, Jesus. Father, you've given us peace. You've demonstrated giving to us to the weak, God. As we wake up every morning, you've given us breath. You've given us life. You've given us joy, Father. You give to us into our weakness, Father. Day after day, you've given us mercy, O God. Better is to give than to receive. Father, you've shown us your greatness in giving, Father. You've given us life and health, Father. You are there to soothe our pain, Father. You are there. You give in the midst of our confusion, Father. You've given us hope, Father. You've given us faith. You continue to build our faith, God, in your word, Father. Father, yes, it is better to give than to receive, oh God. Father, we thank you on this morning, and we praise you for being our protector. You give us every day, Father. You give us in your word, Father. You've demonstrated in your word how it is better to give than to receive. From the time you was born, Father, you've given us life. You've given us breath. You give us health, Father. Father, you give us light, Father. You give us love, Father. You care for us, Father. You give us daily, Father. When we wake up, you give. And when we go to bed, you give. Father, we love you and we praise you on this morning. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you've given us. Father, we thank you for giving our children protection, Father. We thank you for covering our family, Father. You give day after day, Father. Yes, you've shown us, Father, better is to give than to receive. Your mercy is everlasting, Father. You've given us mercy and grace, Father. You've protected over our life, God. You've seen when we can see, Father. You've given us sight, Father. You've given us ears to hear, eyes to see, Father. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for demonstrating to us the greatness in giving. You never stop giving. We can't outgive you, Father. We cannot outgive you, Father. And we love you on this morning, Father. You're there as our comforter, Father. You comfort us. Been comfort to us, giving, Father. Even in times of sorrow and distress, God, you've given us hope, Father. And we love you and we praise you on this morning. We lift you up on this morning. We praise you for being trustworthy and true to us, Father. We praise you for being with us and being there for us in all the midst of difficult times, Father. You've always given us hope, Father, and we love you for it on this morning. We lift you up on this morning, and we give you praise on this morning, God. We give you praise for just how great you are in our life. We honor you, Father, this morning, just how good you've been to us, Father. We can't outgive you, God. You showed us giving is better than receiving, Father. You've even given us in our weakness, God. You made us strong. You even showed us righteousness, Father. You show us truth, Father. Day after day, you give to us, Father. You cover us, Father. You protect us, Father. You lift us up, Father, when we're down. You strengthen us when we are weak, Father. You give us time after time and day after day, Father. And we're appreciative on this morning, God. We're appreciative how you've covered our family. We're appreciative how you kept our children, oh God. God, teach us how to give to the weak. Teach us how to strengthen the weak, Father. Teach us how to minister to the weak, God. Not persecute, not condemn, but strengthen, oh God, so that they will see your faith, see your hope, and see your light, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to strengthen us, to pour into those that need your strength, to pour into those that we see that is disarray, Father, to pour into those that are confused, Father, to pour your truth in them when they are weak, Father. We thank you on this morning, God, and we give you praise on this morning. We give you honor on this morning, honor of your strength, Father, honor of what you've done for us, Father, honor in what you've brought us through, even in our times of weakness, God. You've been a friend there for us. You've been a friend to us in our time of loneliness and long suffering, oh God. You've been a friend to us, Father. You empowered us, Father, even in times of our weakness, oh God. And we love you, Father. Yes, better is to give than to receive, oh God. And we love you for your word, God, your strengthened word, oh God. Your word that strengthens us every morning. Your word that strengthens us through the day, God. Your word that strengthens us even in our darkest hours, oh God. You've always been strength through the week, oh God. I am weak, but now I'm strong, Father. And we love you for your word. We love you for your covering. We love you for even the times that you've blessed us, oh God. We love you for strengthening us, even in our times of weakness, oh God. And teach us how to strengthen others in their times of weakness, oh God. Teach us how to pour into others in their times of weakness, oh God. Teach us how to cover others in their times of weakness, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to strengthen us. Strengthen us and let us know better is to better is to give than to receive, oh God. Let us begin to give hope and faith. Let us begin to give as you gave, God. Let us begin to give as you've shown us and as you demonstrated to us giving, oh God. You gave your life for us, God. What a greater gift, God. Let us begin to lay down our life and minister to others, oh God. We love you and we praise you on this morning because there is none like you, God. You care for us and you've been loyal to us, God, and we thank you for it this morning. We thank you for caring about us, caring about our fears and our children and our worries, oh God. We thank you for covering us, oh God. We thank you for protecting us, oh God. Better is to give than to receive, oh God. And you've given us, God, you've given us, and you still give us life on this morning, oh God. You've given us existence, oh God. You've given us praise and prayer and worship, oh God. We see your glory and we've seen your glory. You've given us strength, and we thank you for it this morning. We thank you for your guidance that you give us. We thank you for your protection and your direction, oh God. And we give you praise on this morning. Holy you are and great you are, Father. You are the giver of all givers, oh God. There's none like you and none can outgive you, oh God. And we praise you and we worship you on this morning. We worship you even in prayer right now because you've given us life, oh God, and we love you for it this morning. We love you for your word that you put on upon our heart, oh God. Better is to give than to receive, oh God. And you've done nothing but give to us, oh God, day after day and time after time. Your mercies endureth every morning. Your word endureth every morning. And life, God, existence, God, you've given us the gift of existence, God. And we thank you for it, oh God. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for being a great giver that you are, oh God, our redeemer, our hope and our trust, our faith. Our love, oh God, and you are loyal, God. Your word is loyal, God, and we love you and we trust you, God. We hold you, our God, and we love you this morning. And thank you for your word, oh God. Let it penetrate our heart. Better is to give than to receive. And we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon our life, God. But let us learn how to give into the weak, how to pour into the weak in spirit, the weak in mind, and the weak in their soul, God. Let us learn how to lift them up in your spirit and in your truth. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen. And now I'd like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Sister Mildred. Y'all on a roll this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for you and for your prayer this morning. It was a blessing to us. And we know that it is better to give than to receive. So with that being said, it is giving time. If since we're in between time, those that support the ministry, they give in whatever capacity that they can. If you can sow a seed this morning, that would be fantastic. It will help bless the kingdom of God. And remember that every seed brings forth a harvest. So if you can sow this morning, you can sow by Cash App to $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can sow by way of text to 216-446-1209. Text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You could also go to the ekcministries.org, leave your offering there. You can leave a prayer request, and you can upload a 1 minute or less GPS. It could be video, or it could just be an audio of a 1 minute or less testimony so that we may be able to reach the masses and touch people all around the world. Those that are interested in becoming a prayer lead or host, you always think about it and give Pastor Lenore a call at 216-475-6327. The prayer line is open to each and every one. Continue to spread this message to those that you know, all your family and your friends, your coworkers, just extend it to them. Invite them to be a part of the prayer It make a big difference in starting your day. All right, in the hands of our Pastor Buckner, you're next.
Yes. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be with the people of God this morning. It's good to be in God's presence. Moses said, I can't go unless you go, God. And I'm reminded that God is always leading and guiding and protecting us. He knows what's best for us in the name of Jesus. I got a scripture coming out of Luke 18. But before we do that, we got to pray. I can find my prayer list. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help. God is good. It's always good to talk to God. You know, pray without ceasing. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Always communicating with God. Thanking him, giving him all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praying for the Hunt family this morning in Jesus' name, that God would cover them and strengthen them. Rachel's mom, we're praying for her this morning in Jesus' name. Linda James, we're praying for total healing. Be upon her in the name of Jesus. Sister Roberta, her husband, Billy, pray for him in Jesus' name. Sister Mercedes and Sister Monzella, we're asking God to strengthen them up. Strengthen them, Lord, your people Lashonda and all the grandbabies in the name of Jesus. Latoya, the total healing. We believe God for, we call these names out into the atmosphere. Because we know that God can and he will. God already knew what we're in need of. And he's already protecting and providing. He's our Lord, is our shepherd. Hallelujah. Praying for the mothers. Of course, all our mothers, Mother Buchanan. We ask God to be with you, touch and strengthen you. Mother Burgess, God lay his hands upon you and keep you in perfect peace. Mother Clark, that God would be with you down in North Carolina, that he would stamp angels about you in the name of Jesus. Mother Goodman. Mother Goodman's doing better. I talked with her yesterday. She may come home today. She had a little episode. You know, she's a little under the weather, but she's strengthened. She said to me, Mother, it's so funny. She said, I was waiting on you. When you was going to call me. And I said, oh, Mother, you just don't know. You know, but I just get strength when I hear her voice. And she may be coming home today. I don't know. I told Mother, just relax. She said, I am, but she sounded so good. So good to hear her voice. Mother Sumlin, we cover you in the blessed name of Jesus. We thank God for you. So good to see you. The other day when came to church, it was just good to see you. Sister Hattie Wynn and Sister Shirley and Rosemary Peterson, we ask God to keep them all covered. Sister Izzy, Marion Payne, Sister Williams, Sister Denise Damonson, thank you. Thank you right now for them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Carol Carson, thank you for all our mothers. Thank you for all our sisters in Christ Jesus, asking him to strengthen them this morning. Trying to come back. I can't afford to have another cold. We ask God to be with them and strengthen them and keep them covered. In Luke 18, the parable Jesus tells of two men who prayed. Now, this story, to some, had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Of course, I'm reading out of my Living Study Bible. And he says, two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other one was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. Thank you, God, that I am not a sinner like everyone else. For I don't cheat, I don't sin, I don't commit adultery. I'm certainly not like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest with sorrow, saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner." I tell you, the sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and for those who humble themselves will be exalted. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this just another opportunity to come before you in the name of Jesus, to be humble, to stay humble in your presence, in your name. Oh, thank you. We thank you that
Pastor Buckner, what happened?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now.
I'm sorry. We're all, the Pharisee says that he's better or he has not sinned. And the Bible declares that we all have sinned and come short of the glory. There's none of us that are righteous, no, not one. We're not better than the next person. Or we thinking that our sin is better, or our sin is less than. God does not, on judgment day, come into the courthouse with a yardstick and measures your sin and say, well, this one did this. No, don't worry. All have sinned underneath the eyes of God. And God can forgive your sin if you come to him, if you call on him in Jesus' name. We pray right now, Father, for all those that know Christ Jesus would stay humble, would stay low, would stay meek in the presence of God. And remember that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. And he's the one who leads us. He's the one who guides us. We pray this prayer this morning. We thank God for all those that are on the prayer list. We understand that God can do what only he can do. We understand that God will heal. He will lift up. He will set them free. In the blood of Jesus, we pray this prayer this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have already done, all that you have done in the past. Your healing has took forth in the past, and we thank you. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray the doors will be open for some right now, Lord. Some are praying for doors to be open. Some are praying for a financial breakthrough. Some are praying for healing. Some are praying for new jobs, new careers. Some are praying for to go to school, to be able to afford the schooling. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are less fortunate today. Some are homeless today. Some are outside today in the frigid cold. We pray that some kind of way that they will find warmth today. They will find a blanket today. They will find nourishment. They will find food and water today in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we forget how fortunate we are, the people of God. We're very fortunate. We have good pastors and good leaders, good leadership, and we're grateful. We're grateful for the covering that we have. I pray that every child underneath the sound of my, all our children, all of them be blessed and be covered underneath the blood of Jesus. I pray that their dreams will come true. I pray that what's on their heart's desire will come in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe that. I believe God can do anything that you ask. I believe it, and I believe it. And I ask God to strengthen the people this morning. Strengthen the people. strengthen Mother Goodman and her entire family. Hallelujah. As they rally around her, strengthen Mother Buchanan, her entire family. Hallelujah. I pray for them, Burgess and Clark, Sumlin, all of them, my mothers. Oh, I pray that God will strengthen them and guide them and lead them, continue to feed and nourish them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for all the little ones as they go to school, as they travel on the school bus, as they travel even through Uber and those venues, Lyft. I pray that they will get on school on time, and I pray that they will get their lesson. I pray that they will be safe. I pray that they will be covered. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the entire body of Christ Assembly. Hallelujah, that it will be blessed and covered. And all our co-laborers across the land. I pray that they will be covered also. In the name of Jesus, thank you for all the prayer leads. Thank you for Alicia. Thank you for Mildred. Thank you for Sister Jeffries. Thank you for our prayer hosts. We bless them. We ask for blessings to be upon all the prayer leads and all the prayer hosts, special blessings upon them. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, all those we pray for peace across the land, peace across the land in the name of Jesus. We pray for all our city officials, all our political officials, all those who work around the White House, who are in the White House. We pray that God will give them guidance and they will make the right and godly decisions this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you once again, Father, for just an opportunity to say hello and good morning to you. We praise your holy name, for you are worthy this morning. You are worthy to be praised. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. Thank you for the strength that you have sent already and the strength that is coming in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, body of Christ. Thank you, people of God, for bearing with me this morning. A little scratchy throat, but God is good. God is good. I have no excuses this morning. Get up and I'm going to praise him this morning. I'm going to thank him this morning. I'm going to witness and let my light so shine before men this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Buckner. God is wonderful. His word is rich. The prayer is rich. And we thank God for each and every one that have came on this morning and prayed the prayer from their hearts. We give God glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Bless, Lord. Touch each and every one, Lord, that's on this line. Have your way, Jesus. Cover them in your blood. And we thank you, Lord. Okay, well, we done made it all the way to the end, y'all, just about. Yes, we give God glory for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For those that stayed on the line the entire time, God bless you so much. And for those that have just tuned in, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. And though some had to leave, but we praise God for them and for them supporting and being a part of this prayer ministry. Before you leave today, remember to sow a seed. If you have it, sow a seed so that it may bless and help the kingdom to grow even further, that we may continue to reach all across the world. Thank you, Lord. Remember that we are a church in the city impacting the world. That's what we are. Wherever we are, we going to minister from our location. Thank you, Jesus. Let's support this vision. It's a great vision. It's a great ministry. And the work is good. Thank you, Lord. We all will reap from it. What was I going to say? Yeah, Pastor Buckner named everyone. Let me see. Yeah. on the prayer list. I was trying to make sure. Also, let's keep in mind Pastor Lenore. Let's continue to lift her up in prayer until we hear that she's all better and hear from her. Let's keep her on this prayer list that God might lift her up, that he may heal her, that he may restore her to where she needs to be and give her what she needs. Okay. I did have a scripture. I'm trying to see. Wait a minute. It was Psalms 5:12. And it reads, I'll read from the New King James Version. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Thank you, Lord. God is our shield. He is faithful to the righteous. Thank you, Lord. He hears our cries and our prayers. So remember, whatever it is you need and whatever you're going through, always go to God first. Thank you, Jesus. Let every heart pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning lifting you up, Lord, giving you, Lord, the honor, giving you, Lord, the power, the favor, Lord God, and the glory. We can't give you the power, Lord. You got it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you give us power, Lord God, to speak to the mountains and tell it to move. You give us the power, Lord God, to heal the sick. Lord God, you give us the power and the wisdom to get things, Lord God, to know and to grow and to prosper, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it. Lord, you are our strength. You are the buckler. You are the shield, oh God, that surrounds us. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for blessing us, Lord, with your riches, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for protecting us from all things, Lord God, that seek to harm us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for breaking the chains, oh God, and setting us free. We thank you, Jesus, for how you delivered us, oh God, from our sins, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of change. You are a God of turnarounds, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus, for turning our lives around, turning our situations around. Oh God, for being favor unto your people, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, how you meet our needs, oh God. How you keep us, Lord God, and protect us, oh God, from the hands of the enemy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, you give us power to defeat, Lord God, the enemy on every hand, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. There is no prayer that is too small, Lord God. Nothing that we ask or come to you with, Lord God, bothers you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, because you said, Lord God, to bring it to you, Lord God, to cast it to you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your words say, Lord God, that your ears is not too heavy that it can't hear. Your hand is not too short, Lord God, that it cannot save. And we thank you for it, Jesus. But it's our iniquities that separate us from you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, that we may follow your word, Jesus, that we may keep the word of God deep down in our heart, that we may not sin against you, Lord God. Help us, oh God, if we fall, that we come to you, Lord, that you may pick us back up, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You said, though a just man fall 7 times, Lord God, you, Lord, lift him up with your hand, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. We call on you today, Lord God, to look upon the sick, Lord God, everywhere. Look upon those, Lord God, behind the prison walls, Lord. Those that are unjustly treated, Lord. Those that are cold and abused, oh God. Those, Lord God, that are neglected, Lord God. Lord God, those, Lord God, that are lost. Lost where there is no hope, Jesus. Hallelujah. Those, Lord God, that may be just lost in their mind, oh God. They need to be brought back, Lord, to reality. To be brought to you, to be clothed and in their right mind, oh God. We know what you can do, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For you are the God that worked miracles, Lord God. You are the God that healeth all of our sicknesses and our disease. You are, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that supply, Lord, the things that we need. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God. We cast them at your feet, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come before you boldly before your throne of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Any unrighteousness in us, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you, Father God, that you may search us and help, Lord God. Help us to recognize what it is, oh God. Hallelujah. And we ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us of all of our unclean thoughts and deeds, Lord. Hallelujah, for all have sinned and come short of your glory. But hallelujah, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are a loving, a caring, and a forgiving God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to renew us, Lord Jesus, to restore us to where we need to be, Lord. If any man is where they wasn't, where they shouldn't be, Lord God, if there's any, oh God, those that are on this line, oh God, if it's anything that they're lacking, anything, Lord God, that they have come to you for, Father, I'm asking you, because of their faithfulness, Lord, give them the desires of their heart. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord God. We bring our children, our grandchildren, our families, oh God, all of our loved ones, Lord God, our pastors all across this nation, Lord, those that are after your heart, Lord, those that are trying to grow the ministry and bring it, Lord God, all across the world. Those, oh God, that are speaking the truth to your people, Lord God, and leading them in the right direction, Father God. Remember, Lord God, all of those, Lord, that are near and far. Lord God, all of those that are lifting up your name wherever they are, Jesus. Cover them with your blood. Hear their hearts cry today, Lord. Answer them, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, meet every need, Lord God, hallelujah, put joy in their feet, Lord God, keep that testimony fresh upon their lips, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, put your word deep down in their heart, Lord, hallelujah, help us, Jesus. To read your word, Lord, to study it. Let it be a part of us each and every day, Lord. That if any man asks us anything, Lord God, that we may be able to freely give them the word of God, give them something that will bring them to the hope of their salvation, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your love that cover a multitude of fault, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Lord God, for being high, Lord God, and looking low.
We thank you, Lord, because your eyes are everywhere upon this earth, Lord God. You see all things, you hear all things, and you know all things, Jesus. We thank you for walking with us, Lord, and for covering us, Lord God, with your shield, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask you just to continue to help us to hold on, Lord, until our change come, Lord. Remember those, Lord, that are near and far. Remember every situation that they may be in, oh God. Every need, Lord God. Every person that they stand in the gap for, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them, to hear the cries, Lord. Hallelujah. To save, Lord God. Hallelujah. So many people out in this world, Lord God, that still don't know you, that don't even want to accept that there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, I was shocked. I know some got to be shocked that it's so many that's still out there. It's atheists and it's people that, that you know, believe it might be a God and it might not be. You know, some that just don't even want to recognize Jesus. Hallelujah, that you are real and that you are a Father, Lord God. And all things was created by you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to spread the word, Lord God, everywhere we go, Lord, that somebody might be saved, somebody might be delivered and set free, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Jesus. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Because of who you are, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we magnify your holy name, Jesus, because there's none like you, Jesus. And we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. So thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's wonderful. Hallelujah. He hears us. Continue to lift him up.
Yes.
Continue
yes.
to come to the throne
thank
of grace. Hallelujah. Continue, hallelujah, to bless his name and to show his word through you. Let it be, let you be a testimony of the goodness of God. God bless you all. We love you and we're praying for you. Have a great day.